This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Adams, A-D-A-M-S, first name Carlis, C-A-R-L-I-S-S. The date of birth, January 29, 1950. Date of evaluation, February 17, 2026. The chief complaint, 76-year-old female, seen for evaluation period. The HBI, the patient is a 76-year-old female who was initially evaluated in the office on May 14, 2024 period. She is known to have history of coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction period. She reports that she had a myocardial infarction dating to March of 2013 period. She then underwent left heart catheterization with stenting period. She had subsequently done well period. She was evaluated in May of 2024, and additional testing to include echocardiogram and labs were recommended period. Patient has not been seen since that time. She was lost to follow-up period. She presents today noting history of fracture of the right leg after a fall in 2024 period. She subsequently underwent a rod placement in the right lower extremity period. She was further found to have PAD and required a stent in the left lower extremity in July of 2022 period. She has had subsequent amputation of the toes involving the left foot. She returns today where she now reports burning chest pain, which occurs sporadically period. She has no associated shortness of breath period. Her chest discomfort is not precipitated by any specific event period. Her past medical history is noted includes 1, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number urinary retention, next number COPD. Past surgical history, left heart catheterization, next number left foot accidental stabbing, next number right foot fracture in 2013. Medications, metoprolol 50 milligrams, take 2 daily. Jardiance 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Clopidogrel 75 milligrams, 1 daily. Aspirin 81 milligrams, take 2 daily. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily. Loratadine daily. Losartan, unknown dose daily. The allergies, penicillin results in swelling, hydrochlorothiazide and rosuvastatin results in rash. Family history, a sister died of breast cancer, 2 sisters died of lung cancer, another sister had diabetes. The social history, she's a prior smoker who quit in 1984. She previously used alcohol but stated that she has not drank since the 1980s. She denies drug use. Review systems. Constitutional, she has had weight loss. Skin, she reports itching. Eyes, she wears glasses. Oral cavity, she has dentures. Respiratory, she has non-productive cough and history of bronchitis. cardiac, asthma, HPI, gastrointestinal. She reports abdominal discomfort. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia and nervousness. Endocrine, she reports heat and cold intolerance. The reveal systems otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 101/60, pulse 71, respiratory rate 14, height 67 inches, weight 232.0 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination, relatively unremarkable except for amputation of the left lower extremity, period. Correction, toes of the left lower extremity, period. Data review. ECG. Sinus rhythm, 60 beats per minute, APC noted, evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy noted. The impression, this is a 76-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease, peripheral arterial disease, diabetes, hypertension, who is further allergic to statins, period. She presents with chest discomfort, period. The etiology of discomfort is not clear, period. She has PAD as noted, period. The plan will obtain CBC, CHEM-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function, will discontinue clopidogrel, start guideline-directed medical therapies for PAD and to include Xarelto 2.5 milligrams BID, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams PO daily, Zetia 10 milligrams PO daily, number 90 in lieu of statin. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.